I'm Frank Vaughn. It is January 29th, 2025, and I have a very important public service announcement. I don't have Telegram. I don't have WhatsApp. I don't have any private communities or groups. I don't have a Patreon. There are scammers and bots in the comments section trying to steal your money. I can't stop you from taking bad advice, and I can't stop you from clicking on bad links. You have to do that yourself. Anybody sending you email, because I've had messages saying that people are being contacted by email from my email address, they're spoofed. You have to know where to look to find out that those emails are being spoofed. The only way to contact me is via the email that you find on my website. The website is secure. If you want to donate money, the only way to do that in a secure way is to go to the website. I will be creating more options for you to do that. Don't click any links. I will not send you links. I will not contact you unless you contact me first. And only please interact with replies that I make to your initial communications. No links, no Telegram, no WhatsApp, no anything. The videos go online. The website's online. I make X posts. That's it. Anybody talking about a private community is trying to steal your money. They are not me. Please understand that. Ever since I started really diving deep into the trade war and what Canada should be doing, my website has been under constant bot attacks. You're not going to get in. You can't get in. It's more secure than Fort Knox. The website is completely safe, but it doesn't stop them from trying. That's why I pay for security services behind the scenes to make sure the website is safe. The scammers are here. I don't know if it's because the channel's achieved a certain size. I don't know if it's because of some of the things I'm talking about. You have to make sure that you listen to what I say. I don't have private communities. This is one of the reasons why I don't have private communities, because it opens the doorway for scamming. This is my means of communication. Communicate with me directly the way that I communicate with you. Anyway, Doug Ford has released this campaign video. We're gonna watch it, and we're gonna have a quick discussion, and that's what we're gonna do.
We all have things we worry about, but when we know trouble is headed our way, we need a fighter. Someone who protects us, our jobs, and our families. That's Premier Doug Ford. When Ottawa descended into chaos, he stood up for us.
Now taking Trump on tonight, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
The next 4 years won't be easy. There's big decisions ahead, and there's only one leader to protect Ontario. That's Premier Doug Ford.
It's disgusting. If you've watched my videos, you know how disgusting this actually is. Ford didn't do anything to oppose Ottawa when Ottawa descended into chaos. He actually triggered an election, giving Ontario a taste of the chaos in Ottawa. He abdicated his responsibility. Now, he says he wants to get a four-year mandate so that he can outlast Trump and he can fight him. When he says protect Ontario, you need to understand he's talking about tanking the Ontario economy. He's talking about unemployment rates of 10 to 15% for starters. The dollar, because our central bank today lowered interest rates and signaled that after all of the pandemic spending that went on and all the inflation that happened, they're celebrating a victory over inflation. The problem is we haven't had any deflation. So all the inflation that occurred post-pandemic is baked into the prices that you pay for things. They haven't actually increased the value of your dollars. When they talk about a 2% inflation rate, that's on top of all the inflation that's already happened. Prices aren't coming down because of this. So they speak words, but the opposite is the meaning. And you have to start to understand, just like this, when they say protect Ontario, what they're actually talking about is the destruction of Ontario, and more so, the destruction of Canada. The central bank today dropped their guidance when it comes to the impending trade war. They're saying the era of quantitative tightening, so QT, is over, which means reducing the money supply so the value of your dollars goes back up. It protects savings. They're ending that, reducing interest rates, and we're entering into quantitative easing, which is another way of saying the money printer is about to get turned on. And in all of this policy that they've announced, they haven't told you the truth, which is the trade war, which Doug Ford under the banner Protect Ontario. And I mean, listen to the way that propaganda is designed. In the background, you have that narrator, and it's a woman for a reason, but we'll skip that. In the background, all you hear is repetition of Doug Ford's name. There is nothing substantive in this ad. There is no policy in this ad. And the ad itself is a complete and total inversion of reality. They're not going to protect Ontario. They're going to prosecute a trade war, which is avoidable. The only person in this country who did the right thing was Danielle Smith when she went to the United States and she talked to everybody. The rest of Canada is refusing to talk to Trump. Now, what did Trump say? He said, I need you to get tough on the border. I need you to break up the fentanyl rings. And I need you to get tough on crime. And I need you to do something about the very real security threat that Canada represents with all of the extremist groups that we have operating in the open in this country. We have Hamas. We have Khalistani Sikh separatism. We have Chinese police stations operated in Canada. We have cartel control of our ports. These aren't conspiracy theories. These are things that are happening, and I've put the meat on the bones in my other videos. Instead of talking to Trump about that or talking to the media about what we're doing, they're not talking at all. Canada requires diplomacy and wit and charm right now, and we're not doing any of that. We are preparing to fight a trade war over tariffs we can easily avoid. And if your argument is that Trump doesn't mean what he's saying, first off, I challenge you to look at the campaign that he just ran and compare it to the consistency of the work that he's done since he's come into office. He is 100% consistent with the word he gave the American people during the campaign, whether you like that word or not. And when it came to Colombia refusing to take military planes of illegals, once again, he went real strong, real hard, and Colombia capitulated. But we're supposed to believe, it's kind of like flat Earth, actually, that we're supposed to believe that all the objects that we see in the sky are round, but the Earth itself is a flat plane. When you say Donald Trump is serious about everything else, but he's not serious about what he's saying in regards to Canada, you're kind of engaging in flat eartherism. He's very serious. And the only way out of this would be engagement, but we're not doing that. Doug Ford, when he says protect Ontario, he wants a mandate to sink Ontario. That's what he's going to do. Your jobs are going to disappear. The Canadian dollar lost a cent today. That's just the start. Imagine an unemployment rate of 10 to 15%, and imagine their plan that Doug Ford supports is to just quantitatively ease, that is, print money, give it to the government so that they can dole it out in the form of a universal basic income, in effect. That anybody that's unemployed or any business that loses money is just going to get handed this brand new printed money. They're going to wipe out your savings. They're going to wipe out the value of the Canadian dollar, and you're still going to be unemployed. And the things that you're trying to buy with your inflated money are just going to increase in price, and it won't matter how much money you have because they'll be unaffordable anyway. This isn't a winning strategy. Now, I'm a realist. I think that Ontario is going to reward Doug Ford with another majority government. I think that's the odds on favorite outcome. People in Ontario, a place I lived for 42 years, lack political vision worse than I think anybody else in the country. They just do the status quo thing and they can't really think outside the box, and that's just the way it is. So everybody's going to rally behind Ford because he's not the Liberals and he's not the NDP, even though he governs the same way. And I'm going to show you an example right now of the quintessential Ford backer. This conversation started on a Doug Ford post where Doug says, we're entering a period of unprecedented economic risk and lengthy negotiation, folks, against President Trump and with the federal government and other provinces. So, Team Canada. Responding to this challenge will demand extraordinary action, the need to invest tens of billions of dollars. He's preparing you for record debt spending, record money printing, The very thing that will destroy this economy is the thing that these folks, because they speak, the words they speak, what they mean is the opposite. This will destroy the economy, and he's presenting it as its saving grace. So I said, you're destroying Ontario and Canada, not Trump. You and Team Canada own the pain, not Trump, because it's a fact. We could avoid all of this if we wanted to, but Canada is committed to doing it. I don't know why. I can't pretend to have a crystal ball. Some would say they're just inept. Some would say they are offering Canada as a sacrificial lamb to the globalists to do as much damage to Trump, because Trump is very clearly breaking away from the global order. One way or another, some people say that he is just implementing the Ten Kingdoms plan of the Club of Rome. I'm not so sure. I think the Americans are genuinely trying to break away from the United Nations, from the World Economic Forum, and from these institutions that have been guiding us towards global socialism. And America has been the principal check and balance against that effort. And the different governments have oscillated from being in favor of these globalist policies to being opposed, and there's been this oscillation. But since Trump came along, his actions seem to speak of wanting to create a genuine new American order with a limited scope. So instead of being involved in all the world's affairs, being involved and signaling to the world very clearly where American interests lie, and then prosecuting those interests without a care for global opinion. This is actually what the Russians have been doing, and to a lesser extent what the Chinese have been doing. And so if the American effort under Trump is to embrace the multipolarity of the world and allow other nations to have a sphere of influence, while they also claim their sphere of influence so that they can create a base for prosperity, that makes a lot of sense to me, and it makes sense of what Trump is doing, and it makes sense of what's happening in Canada. And our leadership, far from being inept, I don't think they're inept. I think they know what they're doing. They're the tools, for whatever reason, of the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, and they're willing to sacrifice Canada to try and stick it to Trump at their behest. So Trump's primary enemies in the world, it would be a mistake to assume that it's China. It's actually Canada and Western Europe, because these are the areas where globalism, this world order, has been strongest. And it seems very clear from the actions that President Trump is taking that he opposes that. I don't think it's fake. Maybe it is. I don't think it is. Anyway, so I said, you're destroying Ontario and Canada, not Trump. You and Team Canada own the pain, not Trump, because the actions that they're choosing to take lead to our perdition. Period. Flat out, period. There's no avoiding it. Period. If these people, and they're going to, they're just going to visit us Max Payne. Trump will proceed with tariffs. We're going to do something stupid in response. The tariffs will increase. Canada will suffer. They'll print money. The dollar's going to tank. That's baked in. I don't know how we avoid it now. I don't know how we avoid it, because Trump ain't going to blink. He hasn't blinked a single time. The man's on a mission. Whatever that mission is, you can argue about it. It doesn't matter. He's on a mission, and it's an obvious public-facing mission. He's showing you his hand. Anyway, so the super unknown, an account, he comes along and he says, I thought Kathleen Wynne and Dalton McGuinty, who ran up $150 billion in debt, where we pay $14 billion a year now in interest payments, destroyed Ontario. But then again, you have your head up Trump's backside, and don't realize Ford is paying off the debt and doing a good job. That's so funny. So I start out by saying Ontario's deficit is estimated at $6.6 billion. Do you know what a deficit is? Now, for those of you who, I mean, you all know. You people are smart. The deficit is how much you spend in excess of what you take in. So he says, our total debt is now upwards of $400 billion. The Liberals spent us into oblivion in the early 2000s. Servicing the debt costs us $14 billion a year in interest payment. We aren't talking about balancing the budget here and current debt per annum. Ford must win or back to this. Like, we're still in it. The debt of Ontario has done nothing but increase under Ford. The whole idea of balancing the budget has largely disappeared from the public conversation. That's what a deficit is. So he provides his links. And I just said, you just proved you're full of it. Grats. Now, I'm going to admit that that's not my best form. That's very curt. I was kind of frustrated yesterday, as I've been frustrated, because I sit in front of this camera, and when I'm not on the camera, I'm doing everything I can to be as informed as I can so that I can bring a decent message. I work really hard at it, and I feel like I can't reach enough people. I have these conversations with people all over the country who have connections that are better than mine to policymakers. And I deliver the same message to them privately that I deliver to you publicly. There is no inconsistency between private Frank and public Frank. The only difference is private communications, I maintain their confidence. Because the only thing you have in this world is trust. And the only way to maintain trust is to keep your word. So if I have a private communication with somebody, I keep it private. Period. That's the only inconsistency between public Frank and private Frank. I say the same thing privately, sometimes using different words because conversations are different than I do that I do publicly. Anyway, and so he says to me, you proved you thought the entire Ontario debt was $6 billion. This guy doesn't even know what a deficit is and didn't even know we're $400 billion in debt in total, even though I did. And I said, $6.6 billion deficit. Can you read, son? Again, not my best form. It's kind of insulting to my son. My five-year-old can understand this stuff. And he says, can you read my original post, which I've backed up with real articles? Fraser Institute and Numbers was pointing to the total Ontario debt and how the Liberals pre-Ford racked up $150 billion in debt. So how exactly then did we get to, how did Ontario get to $429 billion? Because Ford has spent in excess of what he's taken in. Now, this conversation goes on, and this guy then goes on to talk about how Ford faced a pandemic, and thus he had to spend Ontario dry, and he actually did a really good job. That's this guy's argument. These partisans are symbolic of everything that's wrong with politics. You pick up your political banner, and I'm honestly, I think I did it as good as anybody could do when I ran in 2019, because I stuck to 90% of what I did and the content of my campaign were things I truly believed in that were rational. But that 10% where I engaged in sloganeering, oh, do I regret that. I feel dirty to this day for sloganeering. And I never bought into the cult of personality. I never bought into Dear Leader. I bought into the idea that we needed a new party and a political option at the time, and I thought we did. Now I think we're past that point. Now I think it's too late. I think these guys, including Pierre Poilievre, are leading us into perdition. I don't even know. There's a very real possibility that the Emergency Act could be invoked, and we don't even have an election. Jagmeet Singh is already going soft and saying that he will support the government in the face of a crisis. So these characters have 2 months left. I'm just looking over at my calendar on the wall as if I needed to. They got 2 months left before Parliament sits again. The tariffs are coming down on Saturday. That's the beginning. The whole month of February can be spent doing brinksmanship stuff and upping the ante. Lots of opportunity to create an economic crisis in Canada. Lots of opportunity to tank the dollar faster than you can imagine. Lots of justification, lots of pretext for an emergency order that suspends elections, or we don't even have to go that far, for Jagmeet Singh to come back and support the government in the name of national unity. Because I think that's more than likely. We might still have Justin Trudeau as prime minister, even though the Liberal Party has a new leader. Can you imagine that scenario? Because I can. That's the gong show that we're in right now. As I've been saying in all of my video work lately, Canada is in a much worse situation than anybody can imagine, because we are filled to the brim in this country, not just with apathy, but with complacency bias. We think that things will always be the way they are because that's the way they've been for as long as we've been alive. People don't pick up history books. They don't understand how fast nations disappear. And they don't understand that we are not in a post-historical time. We are living in the crux of history. What happens now is going to have an influence for the next 70 to 100 years. And I can't pretend to have the vision to even see more than a few years out right now, because that is how fluid things are. I can't even see with any detail what the next year looks like. But what I can guarantee you is if we go down this road, and but for all intents and purposes, we're going to go down this road, because the vast majority of Canadians have no understanding of where we are. And some people have said to me, you know, that's insulting to the masses of Canadians. The mass of Canadians, the majority of Canadians, have been on the wrong side of history, as I've said before, for a very long time. When you ask them a simple question like, should we become the 51st state, 80% of them will say, no, we shouldn't. But they don't know why. It's just a gut reaction. It's just an instinct. It's what you're programmed with. Just like now, when they come out and they pretend to be patriots and they pretend to be patriotic and they pretend that they're coming together to save the country, the vast majority of Canadians just turn off in their brain, if it's even present in their mind, because for most people, they don't even understand how damaged and sold off this country actually is. When you say that Canada is a resource colony, they don't even know what you're talking about. And there's various reasons for that. Some are willfully ignorant, but there's a whole lot of people who just don't have the time because they're tax slaves trying to make a living. There's a lot of factors that go in here. When I use the word ignorant, I don't mean it insultingly. Ignorant has a specific meaning. It means that you don't have possession of all the facts. And I think the vast majority of Canadians are ignorant for that reason. They don't know the state of things. And thus, they're unprepared for what all this means. I saw, I don't know if I can actually find it super quick. Yeah, I can. This, Canada is getting ready for the Buy Canadian action as we move forward. Thank you, Green Giant, for making the process simpler. Grown and packed in Canada. This is marketing. I remember one time I went to the farm supply to pick up dog food. This was a long time ago. And I made the mistake of asking the person behind the counter for advice on dog food. Never do that. I mean, it's only worse now, but most of the time it's not a good idea to ask retail sales associates for their opinion on the product you buy. You should probably be armed with that information when you walk into a store, but I digress. This woman told me, she said, on the package, I see peas and carrots, and that tells me that there's peas and carrots in there. And then you read the ingredients, and there was nothing in there. This is marketing. This is marketing jargon. And so I say, this is why we are going to get crushed. B&G Foods is the owner of Green Giant. They're an American company. You won't have to worry about what canned corn you buy when you have no job and your money is hyperinflating. Straight facts. A lot of these people who are trying to organize these boycotts and these buying strategies, this is all just playmaking. It's like playtime. It's like my kids were having two separate picnics this morning in the living room. This is the equivalent of my kids having picnics. And my kids are probably doing it better and more effectively. A lot of your brands that you think are Canadian brands aren't actually Canadian brands. They have parent companies. We sold it all off, folks. We've not just sold off our companies and our manufacturing base. We've sold off our land. We've sold off our universities. We've sold off our government. The foreign interference fraud thing that came out yesterday, that's all it was. Cover. Just straight cover. I thought we were going to get something good out of it. We didn't get anything. We got partisan hackery. These people are still talking about Pierre Poilievre's security clearance as if that matters to the fate of the country right now. It doesn't. Nobody's talking about real things and reality. We're engaged in high fantasy at a time when we need to be engaged with reason. Now I just want to read you a quote from the Bank of Canada press release today. The economy is expected to strengthen gradually and inflation stay close to target. However, if broad-based and significant tariffs were imposed, the resilience of Canada's economy would be tested. Wouldn't be tested, be crushed. The tariffs are coming one way or another. Our response is going to dictate how much pain we feel. We could have avoided the tariffs. We could still avoid the tariffs if we went and talked to the Americans. But we're not going to do that. We are committed to a trade war. And I believe that trade war has a significantly above zero chance of leading to the dissolution of this nation. And I've been trying to warn you. I've been trying to prepare you. There isn't much more I can do. And so we wait. The saga begins February 1st. Please know that I don't have a Telegram, I don't have Patreon, I don't have WhatsApp, and none of the emails that you're receiving are me. If you want to communicate with me directly, go to Frank Vaughn, the website, frankvaughn.ca. Use the email there. Comment there, comment on YouTube, and remember that if it's not me responding to you, it's not real, and I will never send you a link. Please consider donating, because I am not a rich man, and if you want this to continue in the months and years ahead, eventually, you're going to have to figure out how to buy my food. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.